What is going on, man? It's your boy Crimson. A few things that have come to mind, and I'll probably make videos on them. It was funny because it all started yesterday. Today's Friday, April 7th. On April 6th, thought about something right in the middle of watching one of my favorite podcasts. How silence is one of the most powerful weapons in a man's arsenal next to empathy. There's a phrase in the Bible that says that silence is golden. A man's silence tells you everything. And it was funny because I remember a few of my friend's dads when my buddies would ask their dad if they could go out or they could do something, their dads would always stay quiet. And my buddies were always like, yeah, my dad's saying yeah. Never understood that, but I guess you have to be born into the family in order to understand that one. Silence is kind of like a glare, or a stare, or a simple nod. It's even more powerful than that. It helps you reflect a lot. And one of the biggest issues that I've seen is that men don't stay silent. They don't stay silent when they should. That's very disappointing. So, for instance, I'm at a show, and, you know, a band that I really like got off stage, went to go visit their booth. I gave this lady, I told her she could hold my spot. Because I was going to go get some food and eat. And by the way, the food that I ate was so fucking disgusting. It was like shitty barbecue food. It was shitty barbecue. Like the barbecue sauce was... It was far too salty. Very, very salty. And there was no fucking flavor to the pork. The pulled pork, it was fucking gross, but I ate it nonetheless because I was starving and I was thirsty. So I gave this woman I gave her something. I think it was like a ticket, and I said, could you please hold my spot while I eat this really fast. Needless to say, I was able to go to the line, and there was this cute girl there. And there was another lady standing, like, from another band. And I was like, hey, I wanted to buy some stuff. Of course, they only took cash. And I said, that presents a bit of a problem. Is there any ATMs? I looked to my left, I looked to my right, and I was like, okay. Well, then, I'm sorry, I guess I won't be able to buy anything. And then the girl immediately says, well, I can give you my number, and then you can order something later. And I just looked at her kind of confused and like, wow, that was pretty ready of her. And I kind of hesitated with my phone, and I looked at her, and I looked at my phone, and I almost put my phone back. And then this lady, she said, she has a boyfriend. And I just looked at her. Didn't say a word. I just looked at her. And she said, just in case if you were wondering if she was single or not. And then I just kind of squinted, like, what the fuck? Like, I just squinted my eyes, kind of questioning her logic. Didn't like my lips didn't do anything other than just stay like slightly open, as if to draw in just a puff of air. And my eyes squinted, and I cocked my head at her. And the girl, pardon, the girl, she said, "Oh no, it won't be like that. It's not gonna be like that." She turned to her and said, you know, trying to reassure her. She's like, "I don't know. It's just, you know, guys get a lot of ideas." And I just shook my head. And we exchanged numbers. And I walked away. And then later on, one of the musicians came over. She put her hand on my shoulder. She drew me in, and she said, "You know, we're also like right now we've got, you know, a few other options that you can use to pay online." And I said, "I would love that, thank you." And I walked over, and I just showed her phone number, and I hit delete. And she goes, "Oh, well, you didn't have to do that." And I kind of smiled, and I said, "All right, well, I'd like to buy some stuff." Bought some stuff. And again, the girl goes, "Yeah, it's probably in your best interest that you deleted it, because she already has a boyfriend." Like, it made it seem, she was trying to make it seem as though it was something more than it really was. And again, I just sort of like looked at her, and then two other girls just jumped in at her and said, "Why do you think that he's trying to get in her pants?" Or like, and then the other girl says, "Yeah, why do you think he's trying to get my number? I gave him my number." And she just stayed quiet and just kind of like turned away. But the power of that silence commanded so much authority to the point where the girls were able to back me up, regardless if I was trying to do with the thing that she said I was or not. My point is that we as men have this fucking problem where whenever a girl says something, we have the fucking need to correct them. Don't correct them. Don't save them. Don't fix them. Don't listen to them. Don't do anything other than just stay silent. And I have this problem. Today, went to go get some food. There's a girl that I hadn't seen and I haven't picked up on, and we just kind of locked eyes, and I smiled. And she told me, you know, in Spanish, "Hello, how are you? How have you been?" And I just smiled and I said, "I've been okay. Like, you know, I've been doing well. How are you?" And I said it in English. And she shook her head and she says, "Well, if you just don't want to speak Spanish, then that's all on you." And then I turned to her cousin and I simply said, "I don't like speaking Spanish. It's very di-" Or I said it in Spanish back to her. "I can understand it better than I can speak it." And then I said in English, "I think that's how you say that, correct?" I said it, "Lo puedo entender más. Lo puedo entender escuchando más que puedo hablar en español," or something like that. "Puedo entender más que puedo hablar en español," or something to that effect. As you can tell, flawless accent, horrible grammar, horrible fucking enunciation. So it's kind of a really shitty double-edged sword. And the cousin, she kind of comes over, gives me my receipt, and I just kind of, you know, did like a little smirk. And as I was turning away, she said, "I didn't know you spoke Spanish." And I said, "I don't. I prefer speaking English because Spanish is very difficult for me." And she says, it's okay, you just need a little practice. And she was being like really shy about it. But of course, the other girl got upset and she just kind of like tried to brush me off. And, it's the girl that I had a huge crush on. But fuck her. I gave her my number. She turned and she just never called me, never texted me. So fuck her. Any case, needless to say, another guy comes in, gives her the meet and greet, the whole barrage of like, hello, beautiful, and all this other shit. And as I was taking my food, she said, here's your food in Spanish. And I just said, thank you in English. God bless. And I just waved. That was too much fucking talking. All I had to do was just smile and kind of look at her and just pretend like I just couldn't fucking speak the goddamn language. But my point is that when I see all these girls on Fresh and Fit, especially at the show, I mean, that's the only time I like really stayed quiet. There was a girl there, and she was standing next to me. And you could tell she was trying to get attention. She was all over the place. She was just fucking jumping around. She was going from room to room, from section to section, from like band to band, trying really hard to just be like out there, extra. And I was standing very still. And she tried to like bump into me as hard as she could two or three times. And I just kept staring forward. And then she goes, hey, I'm sorry. And she put her hand on my shoulder. And I just kind of like got up, grabbed my drink, kind of gave her a cheers, and just walked away to the other counter. And of course, she kind of like tries to tag, like she tries to follow me, but at that point, I was just so fucking tired and annoyed. I just got up and walked the fuck out. But that's what we should be doing as men. We shouldn't be trying to correct these girls. We shouldn't be trying to tell them a life lesson. We shouldn't be trying to guide them. We shouldn't be trying to fucking give them the right answers. Let them be. Let those girls be who they are. You see, because every time you fucking correct them, it's too late to correct them. And every time you do that, they're learning the right combination. It's like when you look at a combination lock enough times or somebody unlocking it, eventually you learn the combination yourself. Right? Or you learn the things to say to get into that spot, but you never really learned how to get there because you never tried to work on yourself. Or in this case, those women. Those women don't work on themselves. They just figure out the right things to say. Like, tests don't mean shit because if you could take them enough times, you're eventually going to get all the answers right. And so my point is that, pardon, my throat sucks. My point is that these chicks, they always try to figure out ways on how to beat the system. And we open up our mouths and try to give them the answer and try to fix them and try to adjust this and do all this other shit. Right? But we never, ever, ever do that to each other. We tell these girls, like, you could see it on fucking whatever podcast, the Fresh and Fit, Pearly Things, like all these fucking podcasts. It's always guys correcting girls. Stop correcting them. Let them make their mistakes. Sometimes these women fucking spew a fountain of information of who the fuck they are. They could be like the biggest walking red flag. And the first thing you guys do, I mean, I stopped doing this shit myself, but the first thing I see men do is they fucking save them by correcting them and trying to give them the actual answer. Stop. Just stay quiet. Let them fucking suffer in their misery. They know what they say is wrong. And when you stay quiet, with no opposition, with no encouragement of their bullshit, they fucking squirm like animals. And the longer you do it, you just watch. They start to become unhinged. It's like watching a child. What was that one? It was a study where a mother was staring at a child, and the baby was trying to do everything in her and the baby's power to try and get the mother to crack a smile. I mean, it makes sense now why fucking sociopaths are the way they are. Makes sense why I was the way I was, because my ex, the longer she was in her fucking narcissistic trance of remembering the past, I had to read in between the lines of what she was trying to say and what she was doing, and it was impossible. The only way that I could do it was completely being emotionally divested, completely ambivalent to her fucking emotions. Then I had to just read her. And the more you do that to a woman, the more you torture them with silence, the more they begin to fucking adjust, the more they begin to learn, the more they begin to realize, like, oh, that's not a very classy thing to do. But instead, what we do is we tell them, men don't like that. High value men don't like this and they don't like that and blah 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 blah. And then they fucking get a rise out of trying to piss you off. Every fucking time. I try to get a rise out of seeing how fast I can get you to fucking snap. Because to them, it's just a big fucking game. To them, they don't give a shit about how you feel about. They don't give a shit how you feel about, how you feel about certain things. I don't give a fuck if it's the right answer or not. They're gonna try to keep doubling and tripling and quadrupling down just to see you fucking squirm and get pissed. Because that's how fucking social engine. Because that's how they love to social engineer. They love to see if they can get under a man's skin. And they'll fucking keep coming at you until you adjust them. But I'm telling you, if you just stare at them in silence, watch them fucking squirm. They don't know what to do. It's kind of like a comedian. Like a comedian. Ian Finance. Anytime that there's a fuck. Every time he senses that he's about to bomb, the first thing he does is he starts fucking throwing in chimichimes and little fucking quips and quidbits. Just anything just to fill in the silence to get you to laugh, to get you to fucking bust up in laughter because he knows he's bombing. But he won't let you fucking. He won't let you let him fucking fail. And the moment you guys let these fucking chicks fail with silence. When they say something stupid and you just look at them, that's it. It's game over for them. Their egos are fucking destroyed. They have nothing to feed off of. You know, I hear it every fucking time that guys are like always trying to butt heads with these chicks. And I just shake my head and I just think to myself, like, God damn, dude, this is so dumb. Just who gives a fuck? Just let them. Just let them fucking squirm. Let them feel stupid for once. And the more you do that, trust me, they won't be fucking repeating that stupid shit out loud. But again, we as human beings, we try to save them. We try to stop them from feeling that. We try to correct them. Give them the right answers. And then they're like, "Oh, we see that he's passionate about this. Here, let's fuck with him just to see how much we can get away with." Happens every fucking time. Well, in any case, I'm sharing this because now that I'm realizing the power of my silence, it means everything. It means the world. And I'm hoping that maybe you out there can master what I have yet to. Guard your heart.